This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. House of Representatives approved an impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Joe Biden. We hear now from the AP's Ed Donahue.
After the vote, Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans do not take this responsibility lightly. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin likened this to a mystery.
The reason mysteries are called whodunits is because they start with a crime and then you have to try to figure out who did it. The Biden impeachment investigation isn't a whodunit. It's a what is it?
No evidence has emerged President Biden acted corruptly or accepted bribes in his current role or previous office as vice president. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel announced its worst combat losses from more than a month on Wednesday after an ambush in the ruins of Gaza City and faced growing diplomatic isolation as civilian deaths mounted and a humanitarian catastrophe worsened. Reuters' Zachary Coleman.
The Israeli military on Wednesday released this footage purporting to show fierce house-to-house battles with Hamas militants in the shell-shocked Shijaya district of Gaza City. And it showcases how, despite Israel's overwhelming superiority in the air, in tanks, and with artillery, Palestinian resistance remains lethal.
Reuters' Zachary Goldman. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan plans to travel to Israel on Thursday and Friday to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid U.S. efforts to pressure Israel to dial back what President Joe Biden called the indiscriminate bombing of Gaza. And elsewhere, a U.S. Navy destroyer, Mason, shot an unmanned aerial vehicle launched from a Houthi-controlled area while responding to a call from a Marshall Islands flag tanker in the southern Red Sea on December 13, the U.S. Central Command said early on Thursday. This is VOA News. Leaders of Guyana and Venezuela are scheduled to meet face-to-face as regional partners urgently seek to defuse a long-standing territorial dispute that has escalated after Venezuelans voted in a referendum to claim two-thirds of their small neighbor. The meeting is aimed at easing tensions that have flared over a vast border region rich in oil and minerals known as Essequibo, which represents much of Guyana's territory, but that Venezuela claims as their own. The European Union is set to decide whether to start former membership talks with Ukraine at a crucial summit in Brussels that begins Thursday. More from VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Ukraine is planning for a European future after its war with invading Russian forces, and this week could be crucial in realizing those ambitions. Standing in the way is a single EU member, Hungary. It says Kyiv isn't ready and that a country at war should not start accession talks with the bloc. Hungarian ministers have threatened to veto Ukraine's membership bid, along with a proposed $54 billion EU aid package for Kyiv as part of the bloc's annual budget. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Nearly 200 countries agreed on Wednesday to move away from planet-warming fossil fuels, the first time they've made that crucial pledge in decades of UN climate talks, though many warned that the deal still had significant shortcomings. Tina Stigge is the climate envoy from the Marshall Islands.
You know, it's progress. It's a step forward. But we need a leap forward, and that's, unfortunately, it's not delivering that. So
the deal doesn't go as far to seek a phase-out of fossil fuels, which more than 100 nations, like the small island states and European nations, have pleaded for. The deal says that the transition would be done in a way that gets the world to net zero greenhouse gas emissions in 2050 and carbon pollution to peak by the year 2025, but gives wiggle room to individual nations like China to peak later. The first tropical cyclone to hit Australia in the current season has weakened to a low-pressure system, but continues to lash in the northeast coast with flooding rain. Almost 40,000 homes and businesses are without power. Cyclone Jasper crossed the Queensland state coastline late Wednesday as a Category 2 storm on a five-tier scale that whipped the sparsely populated region with winds of up to 140 kilometers. The storm crossed near the Aboriginal community of Ujawujal, though many of the 300 residents there evacuated before the cyclone hit. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.